Nesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, Om Rabbi Yehuda states, Edis HaMachesh Azu Azu, Bebedika is Ksheira Bedina Mamedis. As the Mishnah on Daf Mem Lamed Aleph will teach us, that when Edim come to Bezdin to testify regarding Dina Nefashos, Hayibaykne son, Beshev Chakirais, Beizu Shavua, Beizu Shana, Beizu Chodesh, Bekam Bechodesh, Beizu Yoim, Beizu Shah, Beizu Makim. And the purpose of these questions that Bezdin would ask to Edim was in order to make sure that it was possible to be Mazim them, as we know that Edis, Yet Yachal Azimah are not considered valid edus. And then the Mishnah taught us there's also a concept of bedikais where Bezdin would ask other questions that weren't necessarily relevant to the actual Maisa. And the Mishnah then states, Echel Chakiris ve'echel bedikais bezman shemachisa zezeh edusim betela, that if the witnesses contradict each other, then the edus would be batal. However, our Gemara is discussing Dina Mamnes, and Am Rabbi Yehuda states, Edus hamachesh zu azu bedikais ksheira bedina Mamnes, that even if the edim would be saisi each other, benegeira bedikais, then as long as it's dinim amres, then their testimony would still be valid. Rashi explains bebedikos she'inim mishavach hakiris be'ezayim be'ezishah she'azomat tluyben. As we explain, al bekil shcheinu kehilun levanim she'in din azomat tluyben. And for example, if Bezdin asked the edim as to what color clothing the loivod or malva were wearing at the time it alone, and the Gemara states that Amar Rava mistavr milsi Rabbi Yehuda be'echadim ba'anek yishcheir ve'echadim ba'anek levana. The Rava states as mistavra that Rabbi Yehuda said that the edim would be kosher in a case where one of the Edom said that the wallet was black and one of the Edom said that it was a white wallet. However, if one of the Edom said that it was an old coin and therefore it was blackened and one said it was a newer coin, then even though these Edom were only slicing each other in the Bedikais, their Edus would still not be valid. And as Rashi explains, as this Bedika is so closely associated with the actual Maisa and with the actual coins that Reuven borrowed from Shimon. And the Gemara continues that from the words of Rabbi Yehuda, it's mashma that the only time that we would say that Edus HaMachesh Zuazu B'Bedikais it's Kshira is only B'din in Mamnes. And Rav explained that that's specific talking about a case of Echalim Ba'anek Yishchayra Ve'echalim Ba'anek Yilvana. And it's mashma that if it would be a case of Din and Fashais, then even if the Edom are saisi each other relevant to a question as to the color of the wallet, then the Edus would not be valid. And therefore the Gemara is Va'anek Yishchayra B'din and Fashais Loi Va'am Rav Chista. Rav Chista specifically tells us that if one of the Edom state that Reuven killed Shimon using a sword and one says that he killed him using some sort of a spear, then since this testimony in this Bedika has to do with the Ikka Gufa Edus, so therefore we would not accept that testimony. However, but if the Bedika is as to the color of the beged that either the murderer or the person that was killed was wearing, then if one says that he was wearing black clothes and one says he was wearing white clothes, then the Edus would still be Kayim, as Lamaisa did not be Machish each other in the Ikka Gufa Edus. And clearly we see that there is no chiluk between Dina Mamanis and Dina Nefashis, and the Dina are the same. And Ayin Rashi, Diba Maschel, In Zed Nachoin, Ein Nei Dezu Mechuvenes, this Edus is not considered Mechuvin, Velishin Akornakat, and Rav Chisda borrowed a term from the Pasuk, as the Pasuk Benegei Edom states, Vehine Emes Nachon Hadava, the Mahai Kor Nafkalon Bedikais, and it's from this Pasuk that we learn the concept of Bedikais. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, and the Gemara answers Gavra Gavra Karamis, that how can you ask a question from Rav Chisda onto a member of Rav Yehuda, as in the Chenami there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chisda, as Rabbi Yehuda holds b'negei din and fashais that even if the witnesses are saisi each other b'negei is something which is not be'ikah gufa edus, that would still be considered hachasha and we would not accept these edim. However, Rav Chisda holds that as long as the edus is not be'ikah gufa edus, then even in the case of din and fashais we would not accept the edim. And the Gemara continues Nadar Amri, Nadai states, Afilu Echraim Manashacha, Vechraim Manalavan Mitzafin, that Benegea Din and Mamreis, if one of the Edom said that it was an old coin and it was a blackened coin, and one Ed testified that it was a white coin, that the Edom would still be Mitzaref and it would still be Kosher, even though they're contradicting each other, Be Iku Gufa Edos, Lemaisa, this is again the Shita of Rabbi Huda as well as Rab Chista, and the Gemara now is, Kaman, Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, that who is Nadai going like? Do you think he's going like Rabbi Shua ben Kocha? We saw in the first case of the Brisa on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the Tanakhama stated, "Lo ilu meini dusim mitzarefes ad shiru shneim keechad." And Rishu ben Kocha ima afilu bezeach hazeh. Therefore, the Chayyur Nadoi is going like Rabbi Shu ben Kocha, that just like Rabbi Shu ben Kocha said that the two Edim don't even have to testify about the same story, and each one could be testifying regarding a different $100. And as long as each of the Edim testify that Reuven owes Shimon $100, then that would be acceptable. So the Chayyur, the same din applies if echad ayin manashacha ve echad ayin manalavan, that they should be mitzaref. Karev. However, the Gemara explains that you can't compare the case of Nadoi to the case of Rabbi Shuv and Kacha, as Eimad the Shamet led Rabbi Shuv and Kacha, Hechad le Machshe Adadi, that the only time Rabbi Shuv and Kacha said that these two Edim could be Mitzarev is only where they didn't contradict each other, and each one was testifying regarding a different story. However, Hechad le Machshe Adadi mi Amar, in our case, both of the Edim are testifying regarding the same story, and then be Machish each other, as one is saying that at the time that both of us saw that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, Reuven borrowed black money, and the other aide is Machish, the first aide, and he says that Reuven borrowed white money or white coins. And as Rashi says, Hechad le Machshu Adadi Kagoyin Zem made al Manash B'yim Sheni, Vizem made al Manash B'yim Rishain, who Shtein Moidush Zelo Roar B'Shalzeh, Abel Hechad Shtein Me'idim al Mona Echad, who Machishin Zezeh, Mi Omar, then certainly Rabbi Shuv ben Kacha would not say that these Edom are Mistarev. And therefore the Gemara says, Elohuda Omar, that Nadoi actually says, was since Nadoi was a Rabbim and a Tzibor, therefore some are Gurus in Lashon Rabbim, El Inu de Amri, they hold Ki Haitana like the following Tana. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Omar of Shimon ben Loza, Rabbi Shimon ben Loza teach us, Lainechu Besham Besilal, Ashteki de Edom Sheachse Meres Messiahim, Vachse Meres Mono, Sheesh Bechlau Messiah Mono, that certainly there's no machlekes between Besham and Besilal, where two pairs of Edom come to Bezdin, and one pair of Edom say that Reuven borrowed $200 from Shimon, and one pair of Edom say that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, so certainly there's no question that Reuven now owes at least $100 to Shimon. Certainly, Bechlau Messiahim is Mono. However, Malnechlu, where's the machlekes between Besham and Besilal, Al Kat Achas, it is only one set of Edom, and one aide says that Reuven borrowed $200, and the other aide says that Reuven borrowed $100, Beishamai says, Lemaisa, both of the Edom are being machish each other, as there's no consensus as to what Reuven borrowed, or Beisila Imim Yesh Bechal Messiah Mono, and Beisil says, we still have a valid set of Edom, as Lemaisa, both Edom are testifying that certainly Reuven borrowed at least $100 from Shimon, and the only question is, did Reuven borrow another $100 from Shimon? And even though certainly that Chosha is Begufa Edos, and even so, Beisil holds that we could accept the set of Edom, that's why Nadoi stated, Afilo Echla Imim Mono Shacha, Ve'echla Imim Mono Lava in Mitztafin, that this Edus would be Mitztaref and would be valid. And Ayin Rashi do Maschel Nechle Dusan, the Beishamai holds that the Edom are not valid. And Rashi says a very strong Lashon, Shekivan Sheechot Shakran, Shuvin Kan Edus, the Beishamai holds that one of them is considered a liar, and therefore we can't accept this Edus. And Beisil holds, Yesh Bechlau Messiah Mono, Shneimi Edom Al Mono, Uva Isim Mono, Imachish Zezeh. And the Gemara continues with another case, Echle Mechavish Shal Yayin, Ve'echle Mechavish Shal Shemen. One aide comes to Bezin and testifies that Reuven borrowed a barrel of wine from Shimon, and what aide comes to Bezin and testifies that it was a barrel of oil. There was a story that occurred, and it came for a p'sak din in front of Rav Ami, and Chayv Rav Ami l'shlum le chavita de chamra migoy chavita de mishcha. And since wine is less expensive than oil, therefore Rav Ami was mechayev Reuven to pay back to Shimon a barrel of wine. And the Gemara is that how could Rav Ami passing like this? Kaman k'rab Shimon ben Loza. Do you think that he's going like the Shita Rav Shimon ben Loza that we just saw, the Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mono, and therefore Bechlal, a barrel of wine, is also a barrel of Shemen? That can't be, as Eimad Amar Rav Shimon ben Loza, Hechad Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mono, the only time Rav Shimon ben Loza said this is only where one aide says $200, the other aide said $100, and as Rashi explained, it's as if the first aide also said that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and he also borrowed another $100 from Shimon, and therefore we could explain that there's not really any Achosha, but he gave it $100. However, certainly in this case, where the two Edom must certainly be machish each other, as there's no way to explain their words that they're not being machish each other, as one specifically said that Reuven borrowed a barrel of wine, and the other aid said that Reuven borrowed a barrel of oil, so therefore how could we say that Reuven should be chayv to pay a barrel of wine, even if he nadoi, and if you're Shimon ben Loza, how could we accept the testimony of these Edom? And the Gemara responds that in the Chanami, we do not understand the exact scenario, as Lo Tzricha Ludami, that in the Chanami, we weren't talking about a scenario where each aide came and said that Reuven borrowed a different item, but the actual story was where one aide came to Bezdin and said that Reuven was made to be that he borrowed an amount of money that is equal to the value of a barrel of wine, and the other aide came to Bezdin and said that Reuven was made in front of me that he borrowed an amount of money that was equal to the value of a barrel of oil. And certainly in this case, it's a scenario of Yesh Bechlal Messiah Mono, as certainly in the value of a barrel of wine, that also includes the value of a barrel of oil. And the Gemara continues, Echadim b'diut al-yoyna ve'echadim b'diut al-tachtayna Omer b'chadina ma'isa b'ol f'ni rabbi v'tzir f'edusan, that if one aide came to Bezdin and said that I witnessed Reuven borrowing money from Shimon on the upper story of a home, and then another aide came to Bezalel and said that I witnessed Reuven borrowing money from Shimon on the lower story of the home. Chanina teaches us that this actual story happened in front of Rabbi, and he was mitzar of the Eidos, and as Rashi says, that this is going like the Shita Rabbi Shulman Kacha, that even though both of the Eidim seem to be testifying about a different $100, but ultimately they're both testifying that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, even though they were Huchish B'Bedikais, their Eidos could be mitzarif. And L'chayr, since on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we already passing like Rabbi Shua ben Kacha, but again Mamas, then L'chayr, this didn't seem to be very Pashut, and L'chayr, it's not clear why the Gemara brings down this story. Ayin and Muki Yosef, that seems to be bothered by this question, and he explains, V'afagad v'mokim chakirisu, and the Chiddush is that even though that's talking about where the actual mice happen, and therefore it's part of chakiris, Rabbi Huda le machshe b'din Mamas, ela idus hamochesh b'bedikas k'il isu b'gemara, aval idus hamochesh b'chakiris le machshe. He explains, Yesh lema, de bain de yutel yenel, de yutel tachtoina, even the chad mokim who kibedikas chashivi le gabi dina mamres, aval dina nefashis loi, ayin sham. And the chur, it's a bit difficult to understand this numuk yosef, as if this member is going like Rabbi Shulman Kocha, as he himself states, the lemaisa we're talking about a completely different $100, and certainly it would not be a problem of being saisi each other in the chakiris, as they're talking about a different time frame, and therefore certainly it was possible that it would be different in mokim, but tzarech biyar. Gemara continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph that stated, how do we know when the dayanim leave the bezin? And let's recall that when we learned the Mishnah, we had a shaila for Gerus, both of these psukim, or only one of these psukim. The Gemara begins and quotes a brisa, which certainly will bring both of these psukim. As Tana Rabbanan, we learned the brisa, minayin lichshiyetze loyim haredi mizaka v'chaveru mechaybin al ma esa shechaveru rabu olai tamuloyim leistelich rachu ba'amecha v'oyim halich rachu megal esayid. And the Gemara now brings the story, Yahu Talmida, the nafakla kola, the gully milsa, the itma be'i medrasha, basa esma tatinshtin, that there was a call, that there was a certain Talmud that revealed a secret that was learned to the Beis Medrash 22 years earlier, and even though it was only a kol ba'alma, and it was 22 years later, afki Rabbi Ami mebed medrasha, Rabbi Ami kicked him out of Beis Medrash, Oma din goli razer, and he said, this person is someone that doesn't keep secrets, and he reveals secrets. Ayin Rashi, who says, vidva lashon hara haya, that the secret was something that was lashon hara, and therefore, by revealing the secret, he was over on the issa of lashon hara. And before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's point out that the Baal Turim Pasha Kedoshim explains that since the pasuk of Leistelech Rachav Amecha comes right after the pasuk of Betzadik Teshpira Misecha, based on the smichas of the psukim, we see that the pasuk Leistelech Rachav is speaking about a shayfet, and therefore we learn that Loyoyim Ani Mizaka V'Chaveir Mechayvin. And we continue with the new Mishnah that although Bezin already paskin, the Mishnah tells us calls man shemevi raya soises adin, that if after Bezin already paskin and then the Baal Din goes out of Bezin and he finds a raya to his original words, and for example, originally he didn't have his shtar, and then he found his shtar, then Bezin would have a right to reverse their original decision. And as Rashi states in Divrei Maskil, calls man shemevi raya, habala Bezin v'lo yehoy shtar zechusay biyadoi v'yotim Bezin chayiv v'la'achaz man mata shtar zechusay v'viyoi soises adin bezdinoi soisun leidinoi shepasku u'mechayivin es shekenegdoi. However, the Mishnah will now continue and bring two cases with his machlekes between the Tanakam of Shimon Gamliel, as Amuloi, if Bezin says to the Tevea, Kol Rayish Shiyesh Lecha, Havei Mikana Shleishim Yoim, any rayas that you have, in order to be able to be seisid in, you have to bring from now until 30 days, and they give him a 30-day appeal period. The Bachis Gurus, Havi Betech Shleishim Yoim, say so, that if he brings those rayas within 30 days, then he could be seisid original din. However, La'acha Shleishim Yoim, in his say so, that if he brings these rayas after 30 days, then Bezin will not be seisid in, and there's no requirement for Bezin to leave open the right to be seisid in forever, and they could create a specific appeal period. Ayin Yad Ramahu explains that the reason is because with Chayshina and Dilma Zayef, Inami August Sadi Shakri, Dem Isa de Sadi Malyan Inu, Isui Havim Maisel Hu Betech Shleishim, then he would have brought them within 30 days. However, the Mishnah tells us, Om Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel August in a Tanakama, and he holds Ma Yasazesh Le Motzah Betech Shleishim, U Motzah Lacha Shleishim, then Le Maisa, what should this person do if he finds his shtar after 30 days, and Bezin can't restrict him to a 30-day appeal period? And the Mishnah continues with another machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as Omaloi Havei Edim Va'oma Eli Edim, that if Bezin said to him, bring Edim, and he says in Bezin that I don't have Edim, or Oma Havei Raya Va'oma Eli Raya, or Bezin told him, bring Raya, and he said I don't have a Raya, or Achazman Havei Raya U'motza Edim, or lechir, we should be gurious the opposite. Va'achas man matzuraya v'hevi edim, or we should be gurious hevi edim u'matzuraya. So since he originally stated that he doesn't have edim and he doesn't have a raya, so therefore the Tanna Kama holds a raise in a klum, and as Rashi says, v'chashinon shem zayif isach edim, and we have to be chayish. Maybe he forged this document or he hired edim to testify falsely. However, once again, Rav Shimon Gamliel is chiluk on Tanna Kama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel my yasazeh shlo yidei shlo yishlo edim u'matzur edim v'lo yidei shlo yishlo raya u'matzur raya. That this doesn't feel like a fair result, as even though Bezdin may have asked him if he has edim or he has a raya, and he originally thought he didn't have one, but ultimately he found edim or he found a raya, and therefore why should he be penalized? And certainly we should accept his edim or we should accept his raya. However, the Mishnah continues that all agree that in a case where Bezdin asked him, do you have any edim, and he said no, and they asked him, do you have any rayas, and he said no, and then Roshim is chayav bedin, he saw that he was going to be chayav bedin. All of a sudden, va'amar kiru plenu plenu v'yaduni, that these two people should come and testify for me, or all of a sudden he pulls out a shtar from his belt or from his pocket, then that would certainly not be valid, and we would not trust these edim, and we would not trust the shtar. And as Rashi says, that certainly in this case, since at the time they said he doesn't have edim or he doesn't have a shtar, certainly he knew that he had these edim or he had the shtar, so therefore all agree that the only reason why he brought these edim or he brought out the shtar is because he saw that he was about to lose, and therefore he's using this as a ploy. Before we continue with the Gemara, it's important to remember that there were two machlekes in between the Tanna Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara will first focus on the first machlekes between the Tanna Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara states, Amra Bar Huna, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. In the first case of the Mishnah, Bezdin did not ask the Baal Davar if he had an aid or if he had a raya, and they just gave him a 30-day appeal period. And that case, Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, Ma Yasazesh Le Matzah B'Tech Shleishim U'Matzah L'Acha Shleishim. In this case, that Rabbi Bar Huna passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara continues with another member of Rabbi Bar Huna, V'Am Rabbi Bar Huna, Ein Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, that Halacha doesn't follow the words of Chachamim in the first case of the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks Pshita, that since Rabbi Bar Huna already taught us that Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, then certainly Ein Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, and as the Gemara states, Kivin the Amar Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mimel Yodana the Ein Halacha Chachamim, and the Gemara explains that Rabbi Bar Huna had to teach us both of these dinim, as Marotema Hanim Milchatchila, Avad Yabit Shapidami, Kamashblondi, Ovid Madrinlei, that one may have thought that even though Rabbi Bar Huna passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is only the Chachila, but if Bidiyeved, a Bezdin went and gave an appeal period, then maybe we'd have to follow the appeal period, and they wouldn't have to accept any testimony or any rayas after 30 days. Kamash Blon, if a Bezdin will try to pass like the Chachamim, then we'll actually be Mahadidina, and we'll make sure that this person will have a fair din Taira, and the litigant can't be restricted to a 30-day appeal period. And the Gemara will now continue and focus on the second Machlekes that we had in our Mishnah between the Tanna Kama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And although in the first case, where Bezdin did not ask the litigant if he has any rayas or if he has an edim, and then at some point he brought more rayas or he brought edim, then he would be believed, and you can't restrict him to a 30-day period. However, the next case of our Mishnah brought a scenario where Bezdin actually asked the Tavea or the Baal Din if he has any other edim or if he has any rayas, and he specifically told us that he doesn't, and then he brought edim or he brought a raya, and the Tanna Kama held that we have to be choshet that maybe he's lying, and maybe the shtar is mezuyif, and maybe he hired his edim. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that ma yasazesh lo yoyidei shleish le edim matzah edim lo yoyidei shleish le raya matzah raya. In regard to the second machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Avuna and some anakuris Rabbi Yechon halacha gedivrei chachamim. Although regarding the first case, I passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and I specifically stated in halacha gedivrei chachamim. However, in this second machlekes, I passed like the chachamim and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And once again, Rabbi Avuna in halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbi Avuna stated in halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. And once again, the Gemara asks Pshita, Kivin da'am halacha gedivrei chachamim. Since Rabbi Avuna already stated that the halacha follows the chachamim, Memeli yadana the in halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, then certainly we would know that the halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, Hakam Ashblon, the Rabbi Bar Huna is trying to teach us a chiddush that Bahi in halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Habekulu halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. That is only in this case of the Mishnah that we do not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, but in all other places we would pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Lafuke Mehodim Am Rabbi Bachana Am Rabbi Echron, and this member of Rabbi Bar Huna is coming to be chaylik on the member of Rabbi Bachana named Rabbi Echron, who stated Kol Mochem Sheshan Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishnasenu halacha Kamaisai Chutz Me'orei V'tzidon V'rayachreina. Any time we have the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, then we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, aside for three cases, and the three cases are the case of Arev, which is the Mishnah Benegea cosigner that we just had at the end of Maseches Bar Basra, at the end of Get Pashut on Daf Kofayim Gemara Beis. Sidon refers to a place, and that refers to a Mishnah Maseches Gittin on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and Raya Chreina refers to the second Machlikis Benegea Raya that is in our Mishnah, and as Rashi says, Raya Chreina, Hachbas Reis to the Masisin, the Ilu Bekamais, the Hilchas Agavasei, as in the first Machlikis, we saw the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Lemaisa, the only difference between the Shita of Rabbi Avuna and the Shita of Rabbi Bechana is that Rabbi Bechana holds that Halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel in three cases, and Rabbi Avuna holds there is only one Mishnah where the Halacha doesn't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is our Mishnah, and only in the second Machlikis in our Mishnah. And Rashi points out that both in our Gemara as well as in the previous Gemara, Gemara was bothered as to why Rabbi Avuna mentioned two different Halachas if L'chir by stating one, we would know the other. Rashi is bothered, why didn't our Gemara give the same answer that we gave previously? Rashi states, and we couldn't answer, Rashi states, certainly, even though we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, but the Maisa, if you go like the Chachamim, there should be a Koyach to the Rabbim, but over here, we use Paschal and Chachamim, Pshita, the Yavik Yachim, Adrinlu, then certainly the halacha would be that if you go like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even Bidi Eved, we would be Madrinlu, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continued that we just stated, Lagabi, the second Machlek is between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we pass on like Rabbanon, and therefore the Gemara brings a story, Ahu Yanuka, the Tavul Adina, Kamed Rab Nachman, there was a Yosim that people brought to Din Torah, and they said that his father owes them money. They brought him in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, Isl Chasadi, and Rav Nachman asked the child, do you have Edim? Amalei Loi, and he said, no. Isl Charaya, do you have any Rayas? Amalei Loi. So Chayv Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was Mechayv, this child. However, have a Kabachi V'Ozil, he went out of Bezdin and he was crying, Shamu Hanach Inchi, and people overheard that he was crying, and they found out that he lost money, and Amalei, and they said to the child, Ananya Didim B'Mil Davuch, that we know what really happened, and we know that your father doesn't owe this person money. And Rav Nachman stated, that certainly in this case, Rabbanu will be Moida, that we have to accept this new Edim, as certainly when the child said that he doesn't have Edim, he doesn't always know exactly what's going on with the affairs of his father. And therefore, now that we found new Edim, we could listen to the Edim, and we could overturn the original Psak. And the Bam Taisis, that how could it be that originally Rav Nachman was Mechayev the Yosim, if Lemaisa the Gemara states, Gemara continues with another story. There was a woman that was acting as an escrow agent for Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven originally borrowed money from Shimon, and they gave this document to Rachel to watch for them. And Amr, and she said, that I know that the shtar was already paid off, and him to Rab Nachman, and Rab Nachman believed her, and therefore he said that Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon. The Gemara continues, so Rav said to Rab Nachman, command, Rebbe, the Amma Isis Nixis bin Mesira, are you going like the Shita Rebbe who holds Isis Nixis bin Mesira? And since she has this shtar in her Rishus, therefore it's considered like it's her shtar, and therefore she could be mvatel shtar. And Amalei, Rav Nachman responded to Rav, that Shani Hachod, he boy kosei, that although generally I don't necessarily hold that Isis Nixis bin Mesira, but the reason why I believe her is since the shtar was in her Rishus, and if she wanted, she could have burnt up the shtar, and then Reuven would no longer have a shtar raya, and Reuven wouldn't be chayiv to pay Shimon. Therefore, she's also believed when she says Perua, and she has a migul as Malo Lashakar, as if she wanted to lie, she could have just burnt the shtar and not brought the shtar to Bezna at all. And therefore, we have to believe her when she says that it was Perua. The Gemara continues, Ikid Amri, that is another version of the story that Loi Himna Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman actually did not believe her, and therefore he was Mechayev Reuven to pay Shimon. And Amali Rav Rab Nachman, and Rav Yis Rab Nachman, Vahoy Boy Kosei, Belachar, she should have a migul, as if she wanted, she could have burnt the shtar, and therefore she should believe when she says that the shtar was perua. We continue on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and some agurs on Malay. So Rav Nachman responded to Rava, "Kiyun is chazav beidina ibayi kosel loyaminon." That since the shtar was already brought to Bezin and Bezin was already mekayim the shtar, so we can no longer use a migu of ibayi kosel. And Rashi states, "This chazav beidina she kosel by hempik loyalima I lafkuyin ma'ase Bezin," and she doesn't have the strength to be mafkia ma'ase Bezin. I entices at the top of Amud Reis the kashan mekol. Then why should the fact that this shtar was already mekuyim and a hempik was written on the bottom of the shtar stop us from believing her with a migul, as the Maisa she could still have a migul, that she could have burnt the entire shtar, including the hempik. Therefore, Taitis explains that our Gemara is talking about a case where it wasn't necessarily hempik, and the Yishleimit is Chazir Beidina Shuru Biyada, and even so, there would not be a migul, as the Maisa Bezdin already saw the shtar, and therefore, the only way that we would believe her with a migul is only because she could say that prior to coming to Bezdin and Bezdin seeing the shtar, I could have burnt that shtar, and that is a migul of Mafreya, and migul of Mafreya lo yamrinon. Gemara continues that after Rav Nachman responded to Rava, so Eisvi Rava Rav Nachman, so Rava asked the following question to Rav Nachman, that how can you say that she's not going to be believed with this migul? Well, the Maisa the Brisa teaches us simple and sheishal of Edim, if there's a receipt that the borrower has in his rishus, and there are Edim that signed on the receipt says that Reuven paid back his loan to Shimon, Yiskayim b'chaysamav, then in order to be potter, the borrower would have to be mekayim the signatures of the Edim, and then it would be potter, an anal of Edim, and let's say this receipt did not have any Edim that was signed on the receipt, v'yotz mitachas yidei shlish, and meanwhile this receipt comes from the third party, and from an escrow agent, and both Reuven and Shimon agree that we gave this receipt to the third party. Reuven claims I already paid off the debt, and Shimon says you did not pay off the debt yet, and that is why the escrow agent did not release the receipt, and that's why the receipt is still by the escrow agent, and meanwhile the escrow agent says that I know that Reuven paid off the receipt. The Braisa continues with the third case, or the receipt is under the signatures on the actual shtar, and the receipt is written directly underneath the note, and the note is in the hands of the malva. In either of these cases, this receipt was to be kasha, so we see that a third party is Neman, Tiyufta Rav Nachman Tiyufta, and therefore it's Tiyufta Rav Nachman, as Rav Nachman stated that this woman would not be Neman, and she doesn't have a migu. Before we continue with the next memra, let us remember the last two cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first brought a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, which was the case of Raya Achreina. Bezin says to the litigant, bring Edim, and he says, I don't have Edim. Or they said, bring a Raya, and he said, I don't have a Raya. So the Tanakama held that since the litigant actually was Maida, that I don't have Edim, and I don't have a Raya, so therefore he no longer could bring Edim or Raya, and if he would try to bring Edim or Raya, how raise it in a klum. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel states that even though he originally thought that he didn't have Edim or he didn't have Raya, my yastazesh, lo yideh, sheesh lo Edim, or matza Edim, lo yavideh, sheesh lo Raya, or matza Raya. However, even Rav Shimon Gamliel agreed that in the case where he said that I don't have Edim or Raya, then Bezdin was in the middle of deliberating, and he realized that he was about to lose the case. All of a sudden, the Baldin brings out Edim, or he brings a Raya, how raise it in a klum, then even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that it would not be valid. And let's remember that regarding this machlekes, we passing like Rabbanon, and we passing that we would not accept these Edim. And our Gemara now continues, Ki Asr Rav Dimi Am Rabbi Yechran, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over in the name of his Rabbi Yechran, La'ilu mevi raya v'seisa, achi statim tanaisav, that a person could always bring raya and be seisa the previous din until they seisim tanaisav, and he says that he doesn't have any more rayas or any Edim. And l'chir it's mashma that he could never bring any more rayas or any more Edim, even at a later point. And then Rav Dimi states, V'yoyim akiru plain of Eduni, that the Baldin would not be believed if right after he says, I don't have Edim or I have a Raya, then immediately after he brings Edim in front of Bezdin, and then he wouldn't be believed. And that's mashma, like the Din of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Baldin would only not be Neman is if he tries to bring Edim right after he says that I don't have Edim. However, if he would bring those Edim at a later point, then we would say that he didn't know about these Edim, and it's not necessarily Raya that he's lying, based on the way that we just explained the memory of Dimi. So the Gemara asked this question, that L'chayr, from the first part of Rav Dimi, it's mashma like the Chachamim, and from the second part of Rav Dimi, it's mashma like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara is Hagufa Kasha, Amrit Nistat Tanaisav, Asalan Rabbanan, Vahada Amrit Kirvu Ishplani Uplani Veduni, Asalan Rav Shimon Gamliel, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Vichitema Kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if you want to say that Rav Dimi is actually pasking like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the entire member of Rav Dimi is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Upurushikim Mefarish, the way to understand the member of Rav Dimi is that he's explaining his words, that my actually statim tanoisav, that what did I mean when I said that the Baldin can no longer bring any Edim or any tainois after he closes his arguments? I just meant that if he said that I don't have any Edim, or he said I don't have any more rayas, then right afterwards he said that I do have Edim, and that's why I meant achiyem ekiru pleni pleni v'yuduni mafizeh would come out. The Rav Dimi is actually passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in Raya Achreina, and even in the second machlekes in our Mishnah, and Lemaisa he said this over in the name of Rabbi. Therefore, the Gemara is that we just saw on the Flamed Aleph Flamed Aleph that Va'om Rav Rabbechan Om Rabbi Yechon Kol Mokum Shoshana Rav Shimon Gamliel Mishasenu Halach Kamaisa Chutz Me'orev Vitzidon V'Raya Achreina. Therefore, certainly you can't can't explain that Rav Dimi is passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if he's saying this in the name of Rabbi Yechron, as certain Rabbi Yechron doesn't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, therefore Gemara says that in a chenami, that is not actually the member of Rabbi Yechron, Ella ki asu Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda am Rabbi Yechron, and therefore Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the following member in the name of Rabbi Yechron that lo ilu mei v'raya v'seisa ad she yistatim tanisa v'yemu lo yehave edim v'oima ili edim v'have raya v'oima ili raya in a chenami Rabbi Yechron passing like a chachamim and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Once the Baal Din says that I don't have any edim or I don't have any other rayas, and the Baal Din can no longer come back to Beis Din with any edim or any rayas, by bringing edim or by bringing other rayas, he would no longer have the ability to be seisa zadin. And as Rashi says, v'afilu matzon l'achazman eini seisa k'rabbanon. However, Rabbi Yechon continues that this doesn't mean that there's never a way to be seisa zadin. And Rabbi Yechon states, avobo edim medin yisam, but if there would be edim that come medin yisam, and therefore certainly the Baal Din did not know about these edim, or it was a bundle of documents in a sack that were in the hands of the Baal Din's father, and at a later point the Baal Din finds out about the sack of documents, and then he finds a document in there that proves his case, and he comes back to Beis Din. So in those cases, Harizim may be raya v'seisa, he would be able to bring a new raya, and he could be seisa zadin. In both of these cases, there was no reason that the Baal Din should have known about these edim or about this raya, and therefore he would still be Neman, and he could bring these edim, or he could bring this raya into Beis Din, and he could be seisa zadin. And this is similar to the din that we had in Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph in the neighborhood of Nachman, where Rav Nachman originally paskin against the Yisemim, and Abba Kabachi va'ozel, Shamu Hanach Inshi Amri Lei, Ananya Didim Bimil Davuch, and Aram Nachman Baha Fidu Rabbanam Meida, the Yenuku Bimil Davu, Allah Yada, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Ki Asr Avdimi Amr Rabbi Yechron, when Avdimi Kifim Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of his Rabbi Rabbi Yechron, Hatekev is Chaver Bedin, if Reuven and Shimon have a sichsich between them, and Lemaisa Shimon is a difficult person, and therefore Reuven doesn't want to go to his local Bezin, as he wants to go to a much more chasher Bezin, he feels that if he brings Shimon to that Beis Din, then Shimon will be embarrassed and will have to listen to that Beis Din. Ayin Rashi, Hatekes if a chaver bedin, baldin kashim atriach as chaveri, vein reitz a chaveri lodin kan, el b'makam vad, talmid chum habi, yeheze boish mehen. As the Gemara continues, echer ime nidun kan, and Shimon says, let's go to the local Beis Din, ve'echer ime neilch l'makam vad, and Reuven says, let's go to the makam where the talmid chum are gathered, and let's go to a Beis Din that has more chashav talmid chumim, kaifin eise v'yelch l'makam vad, and Reuven can force Shimon to go to the Makam Avad. Rav Dimi continues and tells us that Amal of Fon Rabbi Loza, the Rabbi Loza said to Rabbi Yechron, Rabbi, Mishinoshe b'chaveir mona, yoytzi mona al mona, ala koifnei sev v'dom be'irai. How could it be that if Shimon tainis that Reuven owes him $100, that Reuven could force him to spend $100 in travel expenses in order to go to the Makam Avad, and it doesn't seem to be fair. Therefore, the opposite is true, that Shimon could force Reuven to actually go to a local Beis Din. The Gemara continues, Itmanami, that we learned a similar din, Amr of Safra, Shnaim Shesatzmu Bedin, if there are two people that are fighting, Echraim and Nodun Khan, and one says, let us have the interior in our city and a local Bezin, Ve'echraim and Nelch Lamakam Avad, and one says, let's go to a place where there's a gathering of Talmud Chomim, Kaifinay Se Vidam Be'irai, then Rav Safra agrees to Rabbi Leza that Shimon could force Reuven to go to a local Bezin. Rav Safra then states, Vim Hutzuch Davul Lushal, however, if the local Bezin doesn't know everything about this interior and they have to ask a question, then Kaisim V'Shochen, then the local Beis Din could write a question to the Beis Avad, and there still would not be a need for the Baal Dinim to go to the Beis Avad. And Rav Safra continues, Vim Oma Kisvu Thuli Me'ez Tam Dantuni Kaisvu Menesnoi, and if the Baal Din that was forced to stay in the city was forced to be judged in the local Beis Din, that he says to that Beis Din, then not only do I want you to write what your psak is, but I want you to write the reason for your psak, then he has the right to do so. The Gemara continues that if Reuven is married to Rachel, and then Reuven dies without having any children, and Rachel is now Zakuk Libum, now there's a mitzvah for Shimon to perform Yibum or Chalitza, and Lemaisa Shimon was going to do Chalitza, and Rachel says that Shimon should come and perform Chalitza with her in her town. And Rav Safra tells us, Vayivam Hilechach Sacha Yavam Latira, that the Yavam has to go to the town of the Yavam in order to become Mutta, and in order to receive Chalitza, and she can't force him to come to her. And the Gemara continues, Ad Kama, until what point is this halacha stated? And Amr Ab Ami, and Rab Ami states, Afilu mitveri litzperi, that even if the woman lives in Tveria and the Beis Din in that town is much more chashuv, and therefore she tainis, I want a chalitza to be formed in a Beis Din that's a chashuv Beis Din. Lemaisa, even so, she's going to be forced to travel to Tzipari and have the Yavam perform chalitza in Tzipari. Kuri, and Rav Kana, and Rav Kana asks, Mikra, that where do we see a Makar to this halacha? And he brings the Pasuk in Paschki Seise that speaks about Yibu Mechalitza, and the Pasuk states, Vikar Le Zikna Ira, Vidibri Love, Va'ama Va'ama Le Chafasi Le Kachta. And since the Pasuk says Zikna Irai, so we learn out, Vle Zikna Ira, that the Ikka place for Chalitza is in the Makam of the Yavam, and not in the Makam of the Yavama. And the Gemara continues that we had a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Leza. One Baldin could force the other Baldin to be Yelich Lamakam Avad, and Rabbi Yechon stated, Koyfnei Se V'Yelich Lamakam Avad, and Rabbi Leza stated, El Koyfnei Se V'Dom B'Irai, and Amar Meimar Meimar states, Da'achus Koyfnei Se V'Yelich Lamakam Avad, like Rabbi Yechon, and Amar Rabbi Ashla Meimar, so Rabbi Ashi says to Meimar, Va'am Rabbi Leza Koyfnei Se V'Dom B'Irai, but the Maisir Rabbi Leza said that we would force the Baldin, and he would have to stay in his own city, and he can't force the other Baldin to go to the Makam Avad. And Rashi is bothered, the hacker of Ashi asked this question to Amema, if Lemaisa Amema could be passing like Rabbi Yechon, and Zok Rashi indeed a mask of Am Rabbi Leza, v'chazin de polag la Rabbi Leza le'el, v'yav taimel amilsei, de mistava taimoi, and since Rabbi Leza gave a reasoning for his din, and it's mistava his reason, therefore it seems clear that we should pass like Rabbi Leza, and the reason that Rabbi Leza gave to Rabbi Yechon was, that mishenesha b'chaver mana, yoytzi mana mana, that how could it be, that if someone lent $100, that we require him to spend another $100 in order to get back his original $100. However, the Gemara explains that that the only time that Rabbi Leza paskin that you stay in the city is only where the leva wanted to go to another city. The lender wants to stay in this city, and therefore the lender has a valid taina to the borrower that you can't force me to go to that city. As if I lent you $100 and it doesn't make sense, then in order to collect $100, I should have to expend $100 in travel expenses in order to go to Beis Avad. Therefore, the lender could force the borrower to stay in the city. However, Zokta Meva of a Malva, but if the Malva is the one that wants to go to Beis Avad, that's why Paskin that he could force the borrower to go to the Beis Avad, as Eved Loivilish Malva, as based on a Paskin Mishle, we have a klal that a borrower is considered Eved to a person that lends him money. And before we continue, let's see Tesis in Dibu Maskel V'yetzin Mona Mona Mikan L'Mischayev Bedin D'Lei Mishal N'Idach Litziyosav. So we see from here that someone that is found liable is not responsible to pay for the other person's travel expenses or other expenses. Afal Pisha Maskiko Leilich Leiladin B'Iracheres. Tesis continues V'im Oma Kisvu Tnuli Me'ezetam. Then Bezdin would have to write their reasonings. And Tesis points out Dafka Hechadis Atzmu Ladun V'Kafvois Ladun Kan Al Ba'al Maloi. And as we explain, when we learned Tagamara, that this only refers to a case where the Baldin wanted to go to Beis Avad and he was forced to stay in this town, and only in that case could he demand a written reason from the Beis Din. However, if the Tais is trying to bring a raya, he then says that potentially it's not a raya, and therefore he says, Ahu ba'alma ishal in iloy loy, and it could be that any Baldin could ask Beis Din to write the reasoning for the Psak Din. And Tagamara continues with his story, Shalchaloy lemal ukva ledezivle kebab bisya shalom, ukva nabab. That the Bezdin and Tveria sent a letter to Ma'ukfa in Bavol, and Ma'ukfa was the Ab Bezdin, and they said regarding Ma'ukfa, you are like Moshe Rabbeinu, whose face shone and was considered the son of Bisya Bas Parai. And they sent Ma'ukfa a greeting of Shalom, and then they wrote to Ma'ukfa that Ukfa and Ababli complained to us that my brother Yirmiyah was Misaris him, who, as the Adramah says, that he cheated me. The Bezdin and Tveria asked Ma'ukfa that you should tell Yirmiyah, who is in Bavel, come to us in Tveria to a din Tveria. The Gemara states, Hagufa Kasha, as Amrit Imuloi, that first it says in the letter that you should tell Yirmiyah, and it's Mashma that you're going to Paskin a din, and Alma Dainu Atoin, that you Ma'ukfa should be the Dayin, and it's you of Yiru Penea B'Tveria, and then they wrote that he should come to us in Tveria. So Alma Shadru Hacha, that it's Mashma that they wanted Yirmiyah to come to Tveria, and that the judgment should not happen in Bavel. The Gemara therefore explains, Al Hachi Karmi, this is what the Bezdin and Tveria was saying to Ma'ukva, Imulei Dainu Atayin. At first they said, you should judge Yirmiyah in Bavel, and Itzayis Tzayis, and if Yirmiyah will listen to your Psak, then that would be good. V'iloi, Hisyu V'yir Panein B'Tveria, and if he doesn't want to listen to your Psak, as he wants to go to a Beis Avad, and the most Choshev Bezdin at that time was in Tveria, then in Chinami, you would have to send him to us in Tveria. Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Din Knosses Havo, that actually the question was regarding and we know that in Bavel we can't judge Dine Knosses, therefore certainly Ma'ukfa couldn't actually judge us then. Certainly the Ikka request was for Ma'ukfa to send Yirmiyah to Tveria in order that he should be able to be judged with Dine Knosses. Why did they write the letter in this way? That it was mashma that if Balfour wants to judge him, he would be able to judge him. If certainly you can't judge him because it was Dina Knossos, and we can't pass him Dina Knossos in Bavel. And Rav Ashi explains, as they want to give respect to Ma'okfa. Before we finish, let us see Rashi do a maskal zivle kebab bisya, kemoshe shu ben bisya, lemishim makrin or ponov kemoshe rabbeinu, she gudlose bitya baspare, loshin achre kebab bisya, kemoshe shu ben bayis dechsiv, bichol besi nemenu, and referring to Moshe that was ben bayis by Kodesh Baruch Hu, lude zivle al shem shei chacham, uksiv chachbis odun tar ponov, umitsasa besif agada shei ma'okfa bal tshuva, she nosan edo bisha achas, behel libaitina, v'nafa b'chaylai, v'eishis ishaisa, this woman that Ma'ukva desired was an Eishes Ish, and Liyamim, and a bunch of time later, that she had to borrow money from Ma'ukva because she was under such pressure, then really she would have been Mizana with him. However, Kavish Yitzray, Patra L'Sholim, Vidisrape, Hoshayetz L'Shuk, Ner Doylok Bureshim, and Hashemayim, and Ma'ukva actually had a Ner that was on top of his head from Hashemayim, Vashem Kach Karlir Abnosan, Tzitzitza, Bimsech the Shabbos, and Hochanami, Lahochi Koskole Hochi, Hashem Ha'or, Shayzereach Lov, Ayin, and Rashi. And Rashi continues, Ukvan Ababli, Kaval Kadomino. And Rashi explains, Sarak Lefenenu, that Ukvan was screaming in front of us, for Oman, he said, Yemiya Ochi, Hever Lysaderech, Ibim Mena Derpne Odom, Shasirsoi Kashamati, Vishayim Hever Lysaderech, Lenogi Mikushura, Val Iske Momin Hoyetsoik. And as we also mentioned from the Yad Ramah, the last Rashi in the Perak explains why we do not judge Dina Knossos Bavel. And Rashi explains, Elohim Ksilbahen, as it says, the Loshin Elohim, Benegea Knossos, Ubeinan Smuchin, Ubavel in Smicho, Kramin in Parakama, Ayin Shom, Ayin Baban Tesa Diva Maskli, Yitzay Yitzayas, who explains the Gemara, as we explain, that Ein Lefarish, Yilay Tzayas, Shle Tuchl Lekaifai, the Kolshkin, Shle Yuchl Nasi Lekaifai, the Hachashev, Vahasim Lekaikik, and Umaukva Rish Gailahava, and therefore certainly he was more powerful, El Mefarish Bein Tam, Yilay Tzayas, Kagoyin, the Amal Bezna Godel Kazilma, Ayin Shom, Hadlach Zerbera, Hadlach Zerbera, Hadlach Zerbera, and we will stop over here.